You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. On the west side, those of you that want a better signal, you got it. 92.5. So if you've had, if you struggled with our signal
happy
before,
now.
Well, that's not. What?
No, that's a line from.
You did that yesterday, John.
I did not.
Hey, if you've been whining for so long about, you know, wanting to listen to the show, now you have something.
Yeah, that's different than happy now. Same happy thing. Now is ugly.
It's the same. Yours was uglier.
No. No.
You're crying because your pee-pee hurt. You listen to the show. I know you love it.
<Trying. laughs> My pee-pee. Yeah, well, guess what? Got a signal for you. Happy now? Oh, wait. What? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Talk. Let's go. I want to hear your thoughts on Texans. All of you, how about all those calls yesterday, positive about Bill O'Brien? How do you people feel about it now?
Positive is a curious word.
How many times did we hear, oh, I like Bill O'Brien, I like what Bill O'Brien's doing. Bill O'Brien's doing a great job. I want to keep him.
Not much.
It was call after call after call yesterday. And now how do you feel?
So I think I told you this. Did I tell you this? I recorded it yesterday. Snacks went off on Bill O'Brien needs to be fired. And I said, you're a Colts fan. If you think Bill O'Brien is terrible, you should want him to stay forever. That's how that works. He goes, yeah, but I live here and I want to cheer for the Texans again someday. And I said, yeah, but, and then Alec came in because Alec has to argue every sports. Like, he's just sports argument guy. Doesn't matter what your side is. He's the other side. And he's just going to, especially if his brothers have an opinion.
Yeah.
So they start fighting. I recorded a lot of it on audio, but, you know, Snacks is DeAndre Hopkins, and they have the worst offensive line in football. I said, no, they don't. The Texans actually have probably a top 10 offensive line. And then he saw part of the game, and he's like, what were you talking about, Dad? I'm like, well, no, I mean,
well,
71.
I'm with Snacks on this one now.
Maybe 71. Well, I thought 71 was going to be better. But it's just one game. But, man, was the right side good in the run blocking and the right side bad in the pass blocking? Woo.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
I got other scouts literally texting me movies. They're watching tape of the Texans right now, and they're literally making fun of the Texans right now on text. Howard and Fulton stink in pass pro. I'm like, yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, kind of. And what? Snacks? You don't even like the team anyway. You're a Colts fan.
Yeah, he doesn't
like
the
team. About you.
All he does is come. I said, Snacks, I'm tired of you. All you do is complain about every Texans player. I mean, every Houston player, they can't do anything right. Altuve, when Altuve was hitting 330, he said he was terrible when he was 0-for-3 one game. It clearly wasn't this year.
Can't
where
trust
he was hitting.
Snacks.
I mean, I'm like, go find another team, front runner. You're going to hate every team all the time. That's why he's out there fouling everybody in the driveway. That's his whole energy. That's his energy all the time now. And yeah, he, like, okay, Mr. Colt, then if you don't like Bill O'Brien, if you think he's terrible, you should want him to sign a 20-year extension.
Yeah.
Give himself one.
He's a Colt.
What
fan.
If he gave himself?
Why? Because
an extension?
His godfather is there.
How baller would it be if Bill O'Brien? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They send him T.Y. Hilton stuff. How baller would it be if Bill O'Brien GM gave himself a 2-year extension as a coach, and Cal's just like, I mean, I guess.
I guess
this is what we have to do.
Honestly, what do you think? Because Bob McNair used to meet after the games. I don't know that Cal went. I don't know anymore with COVID or what's going on. I don't know what the owner, if the owners are traveling or what. But what do you think that conversation with Bill is like?
Bob used to actually, like,
he
it
was there.
Mattered.
No. It mattered. They would huddle up after every game. They would huddle up outside of practices. After practices, Bob wanted to hear what was going on. Tell me about what we did today. Tell me, all right, what happened in this game? And there were plenty of games early on, especially with Dom Capers. You know, hey, we're just not good enough or whatever the case may be, whatever he told them. What do you think if you're Cal, what do you want to hear from Bob today? Bill O'Brien.
Well, the first thing you want if you're Cal is you want knowledge. Okay.
Well,
because the more you know, if you're
power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy says knowledge is power, and he means it. He wants knowledge so that he can have more power to empower his team. Mm. So I think he's going to say, what happened? Mm. What did we do wrong? And I will give Bill O'Brien credit. To his credit, when he was asked questions in the post game, he didn't sound all surly. He answered the questions. We got, you know, Brian T. Smith asked a question that could have sent him off in a different year. He's trying to show likable Bill O'Brien this year as his new brand. And Brian T. Smith asked him, well, this is two games in a row. He pretty well got handled except for a couple late touchdowns. You know, and he goes, oh, I mean, no, you're right. We just, they've had our number and or whatever. He gave an answer where he didn't. Well, he didn't get too upset.
Is this
upset.
The new iteration of the Patriots now? They're just going to get your ass handed to you by the Chiefs now. I mean,
well,
yeah. I mean, so then Warriors, that's what used Rockets. To happen. That's what used to happen with the Patriots is you just get to the playoffs and in the second round you get the Patriots and get your ass kicked.
Well, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen.
No, right. This is, yeah. This
I mean,
is,
you beat them last year in the regular season?
Yeah. You beat the Patriots one time on a field with of trays.
They've owned you forever, though.
Yeah. And now the Chiefs. Oh, really? You mean that playoff game where the Chiefs beat you 30
Chiefs
to nothing?
Chiefs are damn near a 10-point favorite.
The Chiefs beat you 30 to nothing in a playoff game before?
Let's keep in mind, the Chiefs were almost a double-digit favorite. I mean, and they won convincingly. It was there for a reason.
Yeah.
It was there for a reason.
Yeah,
the line makers knew what they were doing. The Chiefs are substantially better than the Texans. That's just the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
We've seen it. Other than the Texans being given some points, the Texans had a great first drive last year in the playoffs. They had a great first drive this year. Other than that, what have they done?
No, they went an 82-14 run. 82-14, yeah, the Chiefs outscored the Texans. That's a lot. That seems like a lot to me. I don't know. I don't know much about football, but that seems like a lot. Let's
it
get
is.
Spencer in here. Spencer, I think Spencer called yesterday, and he was a big Bill O'Brien guy. Well, let's see what he has to say about Dusty Baker. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. I was not a fan of the Dusty Baker hire when they did it. But once they got into spring training, I felt a little bit better about it because the roster appeared to be pretty loaded. But now that we've gotten into the season, I just think he's a terrible in-game manager. And my concern for the Astros going forward is that 2020 is just a dumpster fire because of the injuries and the coronavirus and all that kind of good stuff. But if Click and Crane, everybody says, well, let's give Dusty another year. Let's, you know, we can't blame this on Dusty. I think that's a huge problem because when I watch these games, when I see these lineups, when I see what he does, it doesn't feel like he ever has a plan going into a game. And then I saw a quote that Chandler Rome tweeted yesterday or today where they were asking Dusty after the game, you know, why were you so aggressive going after Manaea? You know, why were y'all chasing him up the first pitches? And his response was, I don't really know what the game plan was. I was in my office all day. And that just absolutely blew my mind, and it confirms everything that I've thought about him. I think he's a good guy. I think he knows a lot about baseball, but he's just a terrible in-game manager. And it's example after example after example, and it's just batting Miles Straw leadoff. You have a doubleheader, and so you use Taylor and Presley in both of them in the first game of the doubleheader, on and on and on. I mean, it's a dumpster fire. I don't think he's a good in-game manager, and it just sucks. And so hopefully they'll bring back AJ. I doubt that'll happen, but what I'm concerned about is that they're going to bring Dusty back, and then the bench coach, and I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he's a young, really good guy who is kind of a top managerial candidate. I'm afraid he's going to leave, and then we're going to end up with a very slow descent into just a crappy Astros team. And, you know, I get it that we might have to go through a little bit of a transition, but that doesn't mean you have to have a bad manager. So that's it.
Yeah.
Joe Espada is the bench coach, and why you're plugging this team in with an old manager? Dusty Baker didn't even, he had comments. Chandler Rome had comments where Dusty's like, Why were they swinging so early against Sean Manaea? I don't know. Like, well, was that part of the game plan? Like, I wasn't even – I don't know what it is. Like, just, you know, you throw pitches, you try to hit them. He's like, it's the exact opposite of what we would expect from Jeff Leno and, yeah. and A.J. Hinch, where yeah. it was, you know, analytics, analytics, analytics. You have a plan. I'm trying to – here it is. Here's what Dusty said. I don't know what the game plan was, actually. I was in my office most of the day. You know, he throws strikes, and if you swing early, you have a chance to get out. And if you don't, it's a strike. How many rockets did we hit off of him? We hit some balls extremely hard off of him. We just didn't find any holes. And Chase, who's a former baseball player, said, have you mentioned this yet? From the misery of Houston sports yesterday, this is a fireable. This is fireable for the hitting coach and doesn't give me much faith in Dusty anymore. Thing is, Dusty, you never struck me as an analytics guy in your whole – operation was built on it.
Do you think Dusty knows how many first strike fastballs Manaea throws?
I don't think he cares.
No. Do you think he knows what your average is swinging early in a count against Manaea or any analytical data at all?
Just based on Dusty's age purely alone, pretty much anybody in their 70s is just going to say, I don't just stop telling me about your what the computer says. I know with my eyes.
No.
Like, yeah, but the computer, all it is just data of historical things that have already happened that your eyes should have seen and that you can't just, you're not keeping track of all these things your eyes are seeing. That's all it is, Dusty. It's things your eyes could have seen. You might want to use some of this. I do the eyeball test when it comes to this. Well, what was the game plan? I don't know. I was in my office. What were you doing? Some stuff on Facebook?
But that's the point.
There was
no game plan. But that's the point. I don't know what the game plan was because I was
Why
in my office.
Did he get an there extension?
There was no game plan.
Who would you rather have if one person had to get a two-year extension? OB, D'Antoni, or Dusty Baker? That's a hard one.
Oh, my God.
I know. If you have to have one guy get a two-year extension.
Well, it wouldn't be O'Brien. It wouldn't be O'Brien. That's for sure. It'd be between...
Go ahead. Sleep tight.
Oh, I would say D'Antoni. You give D'Antoni over Baker.
That's
First of all, Dusty's 100 years old. You sure? Two more years.
I didn't say I was sure of anything.
Okay.
I was sure that wasn't an easy thing to come up with for you.
No. You know what's easy to come up with for me? Buy your Ford from Chastang Ford. What? Listen, I need you to get to ChastangFord.com and see for yourself the wonderful deals that are going on. Patrick told me a story about this guy. He brought it over. He said, you can have a test drive overnight. Try this Expedition out. And you know what? The dude was like, what? I'm buying this. He was a Tahoe guy before this. Now he's an Expedition. I love my Expedition. I'm going to tell you that right now. But the Explorer Sport as well. You can get the EcoSport right now for $199 a month. That's a great starter car for the kids. You got a 16-year-old at home or a 17-year-old that needs a car. $199 a month. Done. Give me that one. And the kids will, and you'll love it. And it's safe and you will love it. You will love the price of it. And listen, they ain't afraid to compete every single day with every dealership in the city on prices for any vehicle that you're going to buy. Now, they're the number one commercial vehicle Ford dealer in the city of Houston, number one, and there's a reason for that, and you will trust them, but you trust them with your car buying for your home as well. Just go to Chastang Ford at home. You can do the whole deal online, and they'll deliver the car to you. ChastangFord.com or on 610 on Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for that Ford car truck. One place to go, Chastang Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 918 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ESPN 92.5. That's right. ESPN 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here to talk about our crappy day yesterday. So the favorite was, and we talked about this just a couple of days ago, Dale, 0-3 or 3-0. And it was a rout. It wasn't even close. When you have two hits in the game, I know it was only a 3-1 game.
Yeah, and the Astros actually had a lead, and the Texans actually had a lead.
Yeah,
but it wasn't
for a half an inning.
Yeah, I know, but the Texans had a lead for what, a drive?
Yeah,
and
right.
And the Chiefs responded directly.
I don't know how the Chiefs were able to bounce back from that 7-0 deficit.
Well, it's amazing. The heart of a champion, I'd call it.
Right.
So, yes, the Rockets were never in it. The other two had leads for the equivalent of a drive or half an inning, the same pretty much difference. And then it was a bad night the rest of the way for both teams.
Did the Rockets ever lead like 2-0, 4-2, 4-3?
I can find it if they did.
Did the Rockets ever lead, because I don't know how the Lakers were able to come back from that 4-2 deficit, but they did. But they were able to. I mean, you want to talk about the crappiest, the least interesting, the less drama, less, I mean.
And they've been playing hard and battling, and then that was just like, wow, this sucks. This was, I mean, James was taken out of the game with a double team. He was making lackluster passes. They were taking 3-point shots away. You know, they only got 28 threes off because the Lakers just chased them off the line and said, y'all aren't getting 3-point shots.
Well, they finished with 33.
Oh, they finished with 33?
With garbage time, they threw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it was just like, yeah, because they hit some to get back in the potential cover.
Yeah.
To answer your question, John, the Rockets never led.
Never led in the game?
No.
Ah, damn it. Damn it, no comeback there.
They were tied at 2 at one point.
They were tied at 2? Huh. Let's get Junior in here. Hey, Junior, how was your day yesterday?
Good morning, guys. Well, as far as me, I did pretty good going 3-0. I kind of suspected they were going to go, 0-3, the Houston teams, even though I'm from the Houston area, and I wanted them, to actually, I don't know if I should say that on the radio, money involved. I mean, I would have wanted the Houston teams to win, but since I had some money, I mean, I had to suspect they were going to go 1-3. They did. To the question y'all had, as far as what manager to keep, but that's easy. Baker. Baker at least has excuses. At least he has what, two Hall of Famers are not there no more. Really, Verlander and Cole. Probably the best stopper, Ozuna, and on. I know it's part of the game. Injury is part of the game. But at least he has excuses as far as Baker. The other two clowns, they got to go. I mean, Antoni and O'Brien, man, come on. They're just garbage. The same in the other stations, the same excuses for now, what, 8-7 years. But they'll try to say, at least we have the division title. I mean, they're talking like this in the other stations right now. That other teams would die. Other teams in the division would die to have those division titles. For real? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that there's teams right now, fans in Jacksonville, in Tennessee, they are crying that the Texans got 2 or 3 division titles, a couple years ago. Believe me, they're not losing no sleep for a damn division title. But it's the same excuse that they feed here in Houston, the stations. That's why they remain garbage, because they don't give them the heat that you have in other cities, like in the Northeast, to put pressure to demand champions. But anyway, this is my take, guys.
That is true. I mean, that is true, and you know what is somewhat does fall on us. I'm a season ticket holder for the Texans. I didn't get them this year, but I've gotten them all these years, and you know what? They just keep filling the building up, and we as media here, with Lance and I. Guarantee Bill O'Brien can't stand. He doesn't even know what we do because he can't stand us. You know why? It's because we tell the truth about him here, and
we have an opinion.
But the media day in day out goes there, slurps up all the crap, the crap that they're spewing over there, that lets him get away with the trades that he's gotten away with, lets him get away with just. taking over by force the entire organization. And it's just everything just goes along business as usual. It's just business as it's all fine.
This is fine.
It's just fine. And it's not. It sucks. And it's terrible.
And if he does well, I mean, you know, we were the first ones to say, hey, look, they're winning a lot of games here. We got to get, you know, curious why the fan base wasn't more energized last year during a great run, but or maybe it was the year before. But regardless, I know the Texans believe, I know this to be true. The Texans believe that they get too much crap, that they're not loved enough in the city. The Texans believe that they are not as beloved as they should be for winning divisions and being in the playoffs and all that stuff. You know, I think what they miss, what Bill O'Brien misses and what that organization misses is that none of those people in that organization, very few, have been here from the beginning. And so what they don't understand, and I tried to explain to somebody who didn't like this at all, is that it's not about the Texans media. It's not about people in the media or fans who are being unfair to the Texans. This is your opinion based on your time frame. Bill O'Brien has been here since 2014. What he doesn't realize is this organization started well before 2014. We've been dealing with the same crap since 2002. So we're frustrated, like we've seen this over and over. We've seen this over and over. Well, Bill O'Brien and people in the building think, well, you're not being fair to the Texans. We deserve more. You know, why is everyone so down on us? Why don't we get more love from the media and from the general public? It's because we've seen this same thing over and over. Not just with you, but sorry, we take into account Gary Kubiak. We take into account Dom Capers, because it's all Texans to us. It's all Texans to us.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You haven't separated yourself.
But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. Bill O'Brien is not likable. He's unlikable.
Well, that's also.
Yeah. He's unlikable. And that plays into how people view this team. Now, do you have diehard fans that are going to go out there with their jerseys on and they're going to tailgate and they're going to go to the games and they're going to drink the Kool-Aid and they're going to watch? Yes. And they're going to root for their team. Yes. And they should. That's what fans do. But you can't complain then about, you know, in other cities, they'll boo. We don't boo. We're not booers here. And I'm not a big boo fan, but you know, the coach will come back after you if you boo him and tell him he sucks. The coach here will come. So that will happen here. So you got to watch how much you boo, and you got to boo, you know, accordingly, and make sure Bill O'Brien's not in range.
I think this year is going to be a good year for not booing.
I think it's going to be a great year for not booing.
Yeah,
we're not cheering either, but not booing.
Based off of what? Because not no one's going to be in the building.
Nobody's going to be there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's not going to be.
I don't think we're going to hear.
Oh no!
You'll be able to point out exactly who's booing
now.
Do
you think
you suck, O'Brien? Get that guy, section 107, row 6.
Get that Raven fan out of here,
Bill. Row K. Get that Ravens fan out of there. It's like only Texans, huh?
Well, if they were going to be realistic about it, they're piping in crowd noise when they're down 31-3 at half. Do you think they pipe in boos?
I feel like it's unlikely because the NFL is controlling the sounds.
Well. But the team doesn't get to.
They don't get. No, the NFL is giving you the sound.
Can the fans, can we pipe in boos?
How are we going to do that?
I don't know. We could call the league and say, hey, listen, if they're down like by 20 or 30 at half like they were, can we boo?
Yeah.
Can we pipe in some boos for the team?
So I believe the levels have to be at 70 across the
70.
Board. And you can't manipulate the sound.
Well, you can't boo?
No.
What the bleep? That's not realistic then.
Well,
this whole thing is unrealistic because when you're going to be piping in when they're down 31-3 and they turn the ball over again, we're going to hear a bunch of cheers. Is that what we're going to hear? Is that what we're going to hear?
Or maybe just white noise.
Yeah, see, this whole thing is unrealistic. I'm sorry. This virtual stuff is unrealistic. Hey, top of the hour. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. We're going to play it at 10 o'clock every Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. And still looking forward to get on Twitch, and you can hang out with me during the break at 10:28. I will have my Twitch up, and I'll be answering questions from you. I'll have my mic up, and I'll be able to talk to you. You guys will Twitch me. Is that what it's called? You Twitch me? I don't know. I do know this, that CBD American Shaman, what? CBD American Shaman is here for you. And you need CBD American Shaman to help you get through whatever ailments you have. They are fantastic. It's really, really good. It really is. I mean, you're going to be less anxious. You're going to sleep better. These are all things you need, Lance. You need CBD.
I need a bed.
You need a bed. You need to sleep better at night. You need to be more relaxed. You need it with bone and joint and swelling and all of these things that you have, Lance. If you're looking for a great way to just feel better, why don't you try CBD oil? It's not drugs. It's CBD oil. And they'll explain everything to you. You'll really learn something when you go there, too, because they're very knowledgeable. And they ain't afraid to give out free samples. CBD American Shaman is something that's really, really... I mean, you see all these CBD oil shops open. Well, this is the best one. It's water-soluble, so it flows evenly throughout your body. It hits all the parts that you need. All you got to do is go to shopcbdtx.com. Find the location nearest you. You will really like it. Try it. ShopCBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:31 on ESPN 97.5. I'm on Twitch now, so at 10:25, y'all get on with me, and we can talk during the break. That's right, talk during the break. So we'll do that.
What are you going to say?
I don't know. People say stuff to me, and then I respond. The mic is still on, and I talk to them.
So, okay, looking forward to that. Andy Reid.
And it's brought to you by Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Anybody see Coors Light right here? Yep. See it.
Did anyone think Andy Reid looked like Jabberwockies yesterday with his shield when it fogged up? Dell, did you think he had it? Were you expecting him to do this with his heart at any point?
I was not.
Go full Jabberwockies?
I didn't see that real time. I was watching another football game that I care about far more. But I did see it afterwards.
Oh, by the way, a little risky there.
What?
Well, I mean, UAB was in the game for a lot of the game.
Yeah, and then they lost by two.
And Miami covered.
Miami covered.
What did you think of Derek?
I mean, it was interesting to watch. People thought you might see him throw it around. It looks more like, at least that first game, like Nick Marshall at Auburn, like because Rhett Lashie was there.
Yeah.
They ran the ball 52 times out of 79 plays and for over 300 yards.
Yeah.
He's not a passer.
He's not a passer.
Get him on the move, run. Well, he's going to be a receiver on the next level.
Oh, by the way, I told you. I texted you. Watch the deep balls. Keep account of his deep balls.
That was one. One out of one. He threw one deep ball, and they missed.
Yeah.
We'll see. But it wasn't – there wasn't much ingenuity because I don't think they wanted to. They asked him after the game what was with the game plan. We just wanted to lean on these guys, and they did it for over 300 yards. So I don't have a problem with that. We'll see what happens against Louisville. UAB's, as far as their level, is a pretty good defense. I think they're like 20th overall or maybe even top 12 last year. I don't remember. But it was a lot of let's get our best guys the ball on the ground, and their best weapons currently are their three running backs, and that's what they did. We'll see what happens.
And Derek makes plays with his feet.
He did it quite a bit last.
Yeah, he had to.
But to the Andy Reid thing,
he couldn't see through the shield.
He just said it was brutal. Andy Reid says fogged up face shield was brutal during the win. So I was told this by a guy at a Specs. A guy at a Specs, this is early on in the pandemic, relatively, you know, with the mask. Like, you have to put glasses basically on top of your mask so it doesn't fog up. But apparently there's some spray that hunters use that keeps their glasses from fogging up. You spray it on the inside of your glasses, and it'll keep your glass from fogging up. That's what Andy needs.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. They said hunters know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Why don't you get it to
him? I never got it.
Are you helping Andy Reid out today?
No. I will tell you know what? If one of you guys send it to me, I'll send it to Brett Veach, the GM, and I'll have him tell Andy Reid so that we can help Andy Reid's face mask not fog up.
Yes, yes.
Andy Reid just needs to, you know what? Just get your neck gaiter on, Andy. It's time to go neck gaiter. That shield is.
He's kind of got a big neck. I don't know about that.
For being such a great coach, there's just so many Andy Reid memes. When he's Kool-Aid Man running through the wall, that's not a good one.
That's not a good one.
Let's go. It's a good one, But it's not one that you want.
No, it's not nice. It's not nice. Let's get Larry in here. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Best duo since Batman and Robin. Glad y'all are still on together.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Listen, as far as the Texans, look, it's time for Bill O'Brien to go. I've never been happy with him. And him being GM just doesn't cut it. And as far as the Astros, I think they need to bring back A.J. Hinch because he's already served his penance. And if you're going to catch all that heat losing, you might as well catch it winning. That's all I got. Bye.
Yeah, so why sign up for
he's not
an extra year of Dusty? Why even do that?
Because to quell any thoughts like that of AJ coming back, that's it. I mean, they don't want AJ's not coming. There's no AJ walking through that door. Everybody, AJ's not walking through that door anymore. It's over. I think that might be the main reason. Plus, I think they really liked his stuff. Jim Crane has said it. He's the perfect guy to get us back through all of this crap. He's respected. He wasn't part of it. He is, you know, he's a guy who is a high moral guy. He's a winner. He's one of the winningest managers of all time. But man, you see, when it's day to day, it's not good. It's just not good. But you're stuck with him for another year now. You're just stuck. That's all. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5 or 92.5. Both of those.
I do think we should be keeping track of Tankathon because it involves your Houston Texans. They're 0-1, which means now the Dolphins have the number one pick in the draft.
So you think the Texans are tanking for Trevor?
No, they're tanking for the Dolphins because right now at 0-1.
Oh, that's right.
Now the Dolphins have the number one pick in the draft. Isn't that great?
Don't they have an out if it's the number one overall pick?
No, there's no lottery protected picks in the
They NFL. Don't have a number one overall protection?
Can you imagine if Deshaun got hurt and this turned into a 2-win season and their pick is gone?
Oh, my God.
That would get them fired.
Firing them.
If it's 14 losses and they don't even have a first round pick or a second round pick, Cal will fire him.
Cal won't fire him. Cal will not fire him.
This team might need a Jamie Lannister.
So, John, I know you were leaning on Jamie Lannister. You're leaning on the Texans as the number two offense in the league. They also have the first pick in the draft.
They have the number two offense in the league, and they're right now, as is, they'll be choosing first in the NFL draft.
The Dolphins will be choosing.
A 2020 first-round pick and 2021 first- and second-round pick. How about they get 1-33?
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. I couldn't. I won't do radio anymore. I can't do it.
1-33.
I cannot live in a world where...
What would they do if they actually had it? They'd have to trade the pick, right?
Probably, because I don't think you're going to. Well, unless
you're not going to pick take Trevor.
Unless Tua plays and is an outright failure, then you'll pull a Josh Rosen, I guess.
God, if Deshaun gets hurt and they win two games this year, holy crap! Oh my God, I don't even want to think about it. You can't. You brought this up?
Yeah, because. The Texans are on pace.
Cheering against the Texans every game.
The Texans are on pace for the Dolphins to have their one overall pick in the draft currently. Like, if the season ended today because COVID just ran rampant through the league and, okay, we can't play any more games. Dolphins with the number one pick. Isn't that great? Now I'm rooting
for them. What would the Dolphins do with it?
I mean, like I said, if Tua plays and stinks, maybe you do take Trevor Lawrence. But if he doesn't play very much and you have that pick, you're probably trading it. Unless you really like a defensive end.
Ooh, what you can get for Trevor?
Yeah,
or do you take him and then trade Tua? Of course, Tua was the fifth pick.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on how the season plays out. But since we're doing this hypothetical, who has multiple first-round picks? And who could be bad? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't even talk about this. Oh, my gosh.
Look, I don't believe the Texans will be bad enough, but I'm hoping for it.
Doesn't mean I can't wish.
And right now, my wishes are coming true.
I mean, honestly.
But honestly, that would mean a Deshaun injury, and I don't want to see that. So,
No,
I don't
no.
want to see it.
Thank you. What is Thank
Skip,
you.
What was Skip Bayless's apology? Have y'all listened to it yet?
No.
I haven't heard it. People are saying it's a clownish apology. That he made an apology today?
Yeah. Skip Bayless finally addressed his remarks about Dak Prescott. Awful announcing, has it? And I don't know. Whatever it is, it's clownish. Oh, really? It's Skip Bayless? Really? It's clownish. Okay. Thank you. All right. Thanks. Appreciate
whatever
it.
Whatever you do, make sure that you tweet it at me so I go viral again. I deserve your scorn. Make me go viral again. That's what I want. That's what I deserve. Go viral and tell me about it, Shannon. Tell me about it, but I want to go viral. Let's get this going. No, no one needs to make Skip viral. Doing this for the
Skip is viral already.
He's doing this for the now. This one may have come from on high, but I don't even know what he's saying. So who knows?
They told him he had to apologize.
Well, we can play it coming back because apparently anyone who's commenting on it said it wasn't an apology.
Well, let's do it. We'll decide.
I'm sorry if you're offended. I apologize if you're offended.
Yeah.
He didn't drop that. Well, let's see.
Yeah.
On the other side, we'll see. Right now, though, I want to talk about Da Crew Da Rue. As one of my peeps, we had Tiny on yesterday, as a matter of fact. And the golf tournament, what? September 25th in League City at South Shore Harbor, and it benefits Elmina Shriners of Galveston, the Ronald McDonald House of Galveston, and the American Heart Association. Go to ESPN975.com, go to promotions, and see for yourself. The Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Tournament. It's always fun. It's always a good time, and it's for a great cause. Listen, we have had so few. If you're somebody that likes to play, you like to eat, you like to drink, you want to play golf, it's on a Friday. So you start the weekend early, September 25th, just good, clean fun for the whole family. Well, not really good, clean fun. There's going to be a lot of drinking, a lot of eating, and a lot of drinking, and a lot of good times. So get a team together and go to ESPN975.com and go to our promotions page and see for yourself. Let's go. It's the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Classic presented by Da Crew Da Rue, September 25th, ESPN975.com, promotions.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 944, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. ESPN 92.5 now on the west side, people. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Somebody asked Raheel if Jackie said he's a liar. Raheel's a liar. I hope you join John Granato on the Double Bangers today.
Is that appropriate to say on radio?
Or will Lance stay for the segment? Rest in peace, Raheezy. And Raheel said, I never want to be involved in a Double Banger with Jackie, because Jackie is actually going to be he's our contestant in Beat the Limo Guy, which, by the way, is a limo trip and a $200 gift certificate to Del Frisco's.
By the way, shout out to our guys, Jerry Bowe and Josh Jordan, if you're a gambler. I mean, their shows have been on the weekend. They do a great job every weekend. But now you got action, too. You always have action, but now you got college and pro football action. So make sure that you listen on the weekend for Josh and Jerry Bowe.
And they do fantasy football, too. So if you're into that, they provide that information as well right before the games, because their show is from 10 to 12, right before the game starts.
Right before the games? Wow, perfect. To get you ready for the games and get you the right picks. Jerry's good. Jerry's really good. So 713-780-3776. What was Skip's apology?
It wasn't an apology. He just... he just pretty much reiterated what he said yesterday.
Right, let's hear.
Before we go, yesterday, Skip, you spoke about Dak opening up about his depression.
I did. I want to reiterate some points I made yesterday on the show about Dak Prescott and the depression he discussed. As I strongly stated, I have great compassion for anyone suffering clinical depression, which is very real. If you are suffering from any form of depression, please seek help. And this is the final point, one I'm told was misconstrued by many. The only Dak depression I addressed on yesterday's show was from an interview he taped with Graham Benzinger. Dak said that depression happened soon after the pandemic hit, early in the quarantine. I said yesterday that if Dak needed help for pandemic depression, he should have sought counseling then. And again, if you are suffering from any form of depression, please seek help.
What an a-hole.
That's not what he said, though. He said
questioned
his leadership because of it.
You couldn't be a leader if people knew you were showing weakness.
Shut up. He's such an a-hole. Don't forget about the producer of Moneyline, Trey. Trey produces the show.
The Juggalo does?
The Juggalo does.
I asked him the other day. I was up here on a weekend. I said, what's the deal with Bubba Wallace?
He's leaving the 43 car.
I mean, he already knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I got it. Can't go too deep into this because it'll last forever. I'm like, what about, he's going to be going into this. He started telling me the cars and we started talking about the difference that cars make. And I was like, I'm out. I got to go watch Sage Surratt. I can't stay here for this. I got wide receivers to watch. So I'm out on that.
Well, but Trey can give you knowledge. He knows this stuff.
No, nobody knows more about auto racing than Trey.
Well, you know, Trey admitted on the show that he's on the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, he talked about that, and that was, you know, that was brave of him
on the show.
On I think he was on with AJ, and they were drinking.
Well, was Trey drinking?
No. Yeah, Trey was drinking.
Was he?
Oh yeah, Trey drinks.
Well, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say something about that. Not the drinking, but Trey admitting he's on the spectrum. You can't be a producer and be a leader of a show if you're on the spectrum.
No, Skip Olale.
Whoa, Skip.
Look at Skip Olale. You know, that's, you need, boy, look at him make himself laugh.
He just made it. He just killed himself.
So loudly at himself right now.
You see how stupid that sounds?
I know.
Yeah.
That's actually a good one. I'm going to have to start using.
That's how Skip
I'm going to start
sounds.
Looking when stuff like that is out there.
Yeah. You can't be and be a leader.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so stupid.
So stupid. Trey can be a leader. He's a leader of
and
that.
And he can be a producer of Moneyline, which is an awesome show.
Yes.
Like I told you guys, if you're looking to make some money or you're looking for fantasy football, 10 a.m., that show right here on 97.5 and 92.5. But if you're looking to make, but we also have some gambling stuff to do a little bit later when Lance is beating it, we'll have Justin on for Black Horse Limo.
What's your favorite play this weekend?
I haven't looked at the board closely enough.
You haven't looked at the pro one?
I mean, let me check the pro. I don't mess with college right now, so.
Well, is there anything to watch this weekend?
There's some big numbers that you might want to play. I mean, do you think Clemson?
Are there any interesting games?
I mean, conference games, but it depends on who you care about. There are no top 25 matchups.
Should we help?
I'll tell you who I like, actually. A little bit. No, not that.
I like the Dolphins a little bit.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
I kind of do, too.
I like them 6.5.
I like the Dolphins, and you know who else I like? I actually like the Raiders.
Going to Carolina?
Yeah, that's the West
that's
to
a
East.
Long,
I got to
yeah.
be careful about the West to East.
But, and guess what? They do it the second week as well. That's when you go against the Raiders. I think in week two they have to do another, right? All the way across the country.
You know who I like? Eagles -6 against the Redskins. The Eagles, I was probably 0-8 last year with the Eagles. I kept waiting for them to turn the corner. So go ahead and take that with a grain of salt because I lost literally everything that I thought about the Eagles. I like the Bears a little plus. No, not this week. Let me just go through this list here real quick.
Ravens minus 7.5 against the Browns.
What's the total on that one?
48. Ooh, I don't know about that. That's all scary. Oh, man, I think that's a... And listen, the Browns are going to get off to a rough start in this one. They're playing the Ravens in week one.
How about this? How about taking Tommy Terrific 3.5 with the Bucs? The Bucs defense is going to be better.
The Saints start slowly.
Saints are slow starters. I don't think they have a real settled in running game. What about the plus 3.5 there on the road? And, you know, a big part of New Orleans Saints football is the home court, the home field advantage with all the noise. Not going to be as noisy. Not that long a trip.
How about this? I heard of a game. So I don't know if I'm going to get in it, but I heard of a game that you pick two teams every week, any games. These teams have to win by 3.5 points. And if at the end of the season, whoever has the most wins, two games, you pick two teams every week.
So it's kind of like a
survivor.
A survivor pool, but the line's always 3.5.
Right, but you don't get eliminated just because your team didn't get there. You just, whoever has the most.
So you could pick the biggest favorites.
34 teams.
Which can't pick the same team twice?
Yes, you can pick it every week.
So you just go at the highest favorites every single time.
Well, but the highest favorites don't always win by 3.5
points. I know, but that's what most people would do.
Right.
I like a survivor pool where you have to lay 3.5. Instead of just win, or a survivor pool where you have to lay 2.5, make it a little bit tougher.
I think you can pick the same team every week. I didn't see that. Maybe you.
Well, you have to, because if you're picking two teams,
yeah, 34 teams.
Maybe you only get to pick them twice, and then you're done.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the. No, I think it's just you get to pick. You have to pick two teams that win by 3.5 points. Huh. So, I also I'm in a 44 league. 40, whoever finishes the league in fourth place in fantasy, you
does what?
You win the league if you finish in fourth place.
What kind of dumb rule league is this?
But that's it. But that's just it. And you can drop players. What you might not want any points. You might be in first place, going, I'm just playing all guys that are on a bye this week.
I hope that's for like $10.
No, it's more. Whoever finishes, well, how random is that? You have to finish in fourth place in the league.
That's the most random thing I've ever heard of.
Right.
I've never heard of a league.
Well, what if you're in third? Do you tank or do you trot? Because who knows how many points the guy behind you is going to score in the last game of the year? I mean, that's going to be really, really difficult to maneuver.
I mean,
that.
It's interesting. I don't know that it's, you know, great.
No, you got to, but now you could fall way behind and then you need a good team and then maybe never get there, but you could be way ahead in first place and go, crap, I got to tank this week.
You guys are looking like at the end of the NBA regular season, we were trying to get the right matchup.
Right.
I got to lose this one.
Right. That's exactly right.
Man.
I'm playing guys on a bye.
So if you
pick, or I'm playing a guy that never plays.
So if you pick too good of a team, you're screwed.
But
you should drop
your quarterback and put Josh Rosen in.
But it should be about points. It shouldn't be about your record. It should be about points.
It's all about points.
Oh, okay. So it's only points.
It's not record. It's points.
Yeah. Huh. That's a weird league. I heard another one. I like the idea of there's one about scoring 50 points. Have you done that one? What is that one? It's kind of like a survivor pool too. It's randomly generated. Yeah. You pick a name each week, and if your team scores a certain amount of points, you win the pot.
Well, we do this. You've got there's 32 players, and you get a different team every week. And if they score 33 points, you win the pool.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
33 points is you win that.
How often does that happen? Every year?
Yeah, but the 33 points doesn't come every week, so the pot builds, you know.
Right.
You put in a bunch of money, and every week the pot grows.
What happens at the end of the year if you don't have one the last week of the season?
I think he disperses it, or he has a party or something.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah. 956 ESPN, 97.5, Beat the Limo Guy, next right here on ESPN 97.5. Jackie's already ready. Jackie is ready to play Beat the Limo Guy. That's next. And we're going to look at the numbers, and we're going to pick games based on those numbers. Well, here's the deal. You want to do that by yourself? You can do that at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. I'm looking at it right now. I've got all of the lines. I'm ready for you right now to go online and to start betting. You like Seattle minus 2.5 at the Falcons? I got it. You got it right there. Lance likes the Eagles minus 6 against Washington. Well, here's the deal. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet. You win, they pay. It happens every single day. And listen, if you're looking for a great way to have some fun while you're watching your football, while you're watching your baseball, your basketball, whatever the case may be, you go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start to play. When you deposit your initial deposit, they will match it, which means you have double to play with no matter what that is. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 90.